In this reflection, I'll be talking about my physiotherapy and how I've not made much progress in any outcome for, which is commitment. So I think I haven't shown commitment in this activity because I haven't been consistent over a long period of time in doing physio day in and day out. It was hard to maintain motivation for this activity because the exercises that I do are quite boring. Usually they involve only the movement of the ankle back and is quite repetitive. But when I was motivated, for the periods of time that I was committed, it was either because my mom was helping me stay on track of my physio, or because I was considering the long-term benefits, such as being able to do simple exercise, simple activity like walking without stiffness or pain, or hopefully even better, play sports. I think that my lack of commitment shows in the progress that I've made in my ankle, which isn't very much. My ankle is in a pretty similar condition to what it was a couple of months ago. This was also because rather than focusing on my physio, I mean, I did do basketball season after I did injure it, which just made it worse. But also after basketball season, where I thought I was going to just focus on physio, I've played sports a bit, maybe a couple times, but in those times I have injured my ankle quite badly, which has affected the progress. So that pushed back any progress I did make through physio. But recently I've been a bit better with how much I've played, but I haven't been very consistent with my physio. Things that affect my commitment levels are how I feel in terms of how tired I am, my workload, or just generally whether I'm bothered or not to sit down for 30 minutes or to like move my ankle or do the exercises, stuff like that. I think that it doesn't really take much effort, but to do it like once, it's not very hard to do, but to be consistent with it is quite hard, and consistency with the exercises is a large part of it. It's probably the only thing that matters. It doesn't matter if I do it once every week. If I'm not doing these exercises every day, I won't see any results. So in the future, going into summer and for the end of this year and going into next year, I'd like to increase the amount of physio I do.